And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
And we are back a couple of minutes after 11 o'clock. 367-1240 is our phone number. That's one number to remember. I got another number for you to remember, though, as well, and that's 364-TIPS as we welcome in our friends from Iberia Crime Stoppers, Sergeant Stephen Guidry and Mike Barra. Gentlemen, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure. For folks who are not aware, a weekly segment we're doing to supplement the effort to get the word out about Iberia Crime Stoppers, introduce our featured crime of the week. Again, Sergeant Stephen Guidry, remind us again the mission of Crime Stoppers, what we're all about here.
Crime Stoppers is basically the program to anonymously call in any information that you may have regarding any crime that's been committed, whether that be someone that you know that has a warrant, misdemeanor or felony, murders, any crimes that anybody knows information about. They can call into that number, 364-TIPS, anonymously. And if their tip leads to an arrest, they're eligible for a cash reward.
Very good, very good. I know you partner with Channel 15 in Lafayette. They do nice. I noticed that they're rerunning previous crimes of the week as well within the rotation, apart from the featured. That's got to be a bit of a bonus, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any airtime that we can get, whether it be radio, TV, billboards, any type of publicizing that we can get is what we need. And I'm very grateful for the current news channel right now to be playing all of the previous crimes of the week that they've aired.
Yeah. Mike, you know, that's like to sometimes fill that late night time. And I see a lot of the spots in the later night hours during some of the reruns that they show late night, but it's good that the word's getting out.
Well, the general manager of KLAF-KADN has been very generous with his time for Crime Stoppers, and their banter is first community for the people, that they're very community-oriented. And our friends at KATC, Channel 3, the ABC affiliate, would like to run some of the crime of the week. And it's not unheard of that two competing stations, and now three competing stations, want to have things exclusively. But they feel that it is a bigger problem than just their egos or their exclusivity. So we'll be getting together with KATC as well to run the crime of the week, and I'm very happy about it. The efforts of our friend Chris Cook has been very instrumental in making those arrangements.
All right. Of course, Crime Stoppers, apart from the opportunity to anonymously offer up tips, there are rewards, and I know that's a big part of what your end of Crime Stoppers is, trying to raise that money so that those rewards can be offered.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had our June meeting for the board yesterday, and we passed and voted on the first reward from Iberia Crime Stoppers, and made arrangements that Stephen will give out to the tipster when he calls back where to pick up his reward, and it's a nice reward.
Very good, very good. Remind us again how that process works so it does remain anonymous and, again, making people feel comfortable that how are you going to give me money and not know who I am?
Well, part of the process, Jeff, is as clandestine as we can make it. We tell them to go to a certain place, certain time, and the money is going to be there. When they call in, Stephen gives them a code so that we have a record of what they're calling in and who that caller number refers to. Once, and we tell the caller to call back on the second Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And when that caller comes back, we'll tell them, yes, that was a good tip, and your reward has been approved, and this is what you do. and here's another code word for you. And then he'll present that code word. Don't even see him, don't know who he is, still don't know who he is, and he'll get cash.
There you go. And we don't want to mention where that location is. We don't want people hovering around the location waiting for someone to drop by and pick up some cash. But do we want to introduce this week's featured crime of the week?
Absolutely, Jeff. This week's crime is another murder. It happened on October 27th, 2016, around 2 a.m. Deputies were dispatched to the 600 block of Field Street in reference to a shooting. When deputies responded on scene, they began searching the area for a victim. Didn't see anything at the time when they first got there. They dismounted their patrol units and got on foot, started looking around the area, and located the body of Aaron Francisco laying in the grass behind 613 Field Street. Deputies then immediately began CPR and rendered first aid to Aaron, who was shot, until Acadian ambulance arrived. When Acadian arrived on scene, they took over and transported him to a local hospital where he was unfortunately later pronounced dead. Aaron has a huge following of family, friends, relatives who all want the pain to stop. They want his murder to come to justice.
Any clues at all at this point? What would maybe trigger someone's memory from that day, knowing it's, you know, going back 6-7 months?
It's Aaron Francisco. He's well known. Everybody knew Aaron.
So
that in and of itself should spark some memories.
Very good. Very good.
Well, even somebody that remembers hearing a shot, for instance, and might have looked and saw a blue Buick in that area could be a lead. It's the small things that law enforcement looks for and puts all those little dots together to solve that particular case. But, you know, it's an empty lot, chain link fence behind it. What's on the other side? We don't know. I don't know. And did somebody happen to pass by at 2 o'clock in the morning? Or why were they up at 2 o'clock in the morning? So you look for different things. But it's not only the Francisco murder. It's anything that has taken place in the past. Robbery. Somebody knows something about it. And the main thing, and as you so aptly put it, is to remain anonymous. When we get the call, and all calls are live, nothing is recorded, we don't know who's calling, we don't know from what number they're calling. And all phones now, you look at your cell phones, and it says, oh, it's Jeff Boggs calling you. We don't know that. If you call the TIPS number at 364-8477, we have no idea. The phone rings and we pick it up.
There you go. And again, that number, 364-8477, 364-TIPS. And again, this is the featured crime of the week, but again, that number, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any crime, anything you witness, don't hesitate to give a call.
Absolutely.
I was just looking at our stats, and our stats is 5,989. So we have 11 people more to join Facebook before we hit 6,000. And we're shooting for 10,000.
There you go.
And we're having a lot of postings on Facebook by some of the members that have joined Crime Stoppers, even giving out some good hints. Don't leave anything in your front yard overnight. Yeah, well, it should be everybody's responsibility. Lock your car. Bring your bicycle to the back of the house. You know, make it as hard for somebody to do it, to rob you, as much as possible. I was looking at the crime statistics for Iberia Parish, and residential burglaries are down. And I've got to say that it's the different neighborhood watch organizations that are very active. And one district even has a reflective shield you put on your car so that they know it's a local car and not some other car just cruising around at 2 miles an hour at 1 o'clock in the morning. And you have all of these Facebook and notifications that are giving out by these neighborhood watches. So that has gone down, and I think my statistics show that it was like a 25% decrease for the first 4 months of the year. The other disturbing figure was that burglaries, business robberies, were up almost 300%.
Wow.
300%. So the businesses have to be on the lookout. You know, there's some good tape and cameras that you can put in your store to determine who's coming in and coming out.
And while certainly they run at different prices, it's really incredibly inexpensive to put up cameras, hook them to your computer, watch it on your phone when you're away from the house, keeping an eye on those things. It really is something affordable. You can take it to the next level, just like in anything else, but it is a very affordable thing.
Well, they have, right now, they have remote cameras. And if somebody passes in front of it, your iPhone is alerted. So if a business owner has that type of system, showing out on the street, showing the interior of the store, the street you would not want to have activated by a motion because you're going to have cars passing up and down the street. But inside that store, if you're alarmed on that, you call 911 right away. And you can see what's going on. 911 will call the sheriff's department. And the quicker that they react to it, the faster that they can catch whoever is not supposed to be there.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame. We need to be proactive. It would be nice to think that crime wouldn't exist, that these issues weren't going to pop up. But let's face it, they're there. They've been around for a long time, maybe a little bit more rampant now. But we can be proactive, right?
Absolutely. And just to reiterate on the cameras, especially in businesses, but this also goes for houses and you know, residential areas, is that camera footage has solved so many crimes because they had simple cameras put up in the right places, and that gave our detectives something to work off of and solve the case a lot faster than if they didn't have cameras. You get descriptions, you get heights, weights, clothing. All of that plays a huge factor in solving crime.
Yeah, but tell you what, though, I like the idea, and Mike was talking about the immediacy, because, you know, again, criminals get a little bit smarter, too, with technology, realize, okay, I got to go in, cover up a little bit better, try and look a little bit more anonymous myself as I'm breaking in. But if there's an immediacy factor, if that camera helps alert you quicker, then that much better of a chance you get someone on that scene quicker.
Absolutely. And just from previous experience, sometimes the alarm will go off in a business, and after a certain amount of time, whether it be 30 seconds, 45 seconds, or even a minute, it's going to notify the alarm company. The alarm company is then going to notify the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office will then dispatch. So there's a lot of different connections that have to be made before a deputy is dispatched out to that area. So like you said, if it automatically alerts you on your phone, boom, hey, I see someone's there, you could call 911 straight there. It's a straight shot.
And actually, you'd be able to see an actual footage of what's going on live.
Yeah.
And you get on the phone and say, look, he's right next to the cash register. He's wearing, I don't know if you can get all the color in there.
Oh, yeah, you can.
He's wearing a hoodie with blue jeans and white tennis shoes, you know. Great description of what to look for. So there's ways of protecting yourself. You know, back in, I'm old.
Okay. No.
Even when we had dirt streets or gravel streets, you didn't have to lock your house. Everybody knew everybody, and you could go away and feel safe. And Bo Dewey was speaking about that things did not start getting rough until the 70s, and that was with the introduction of cocaine. That was marijuana's been around for a long time. I'm not pushing it.
Right, right.
But it's been around.
Or so he says.
But when hard drugs started coming in.
Yeah, to feed that addiction.
That's when crime rates just shot up and spiked. And it hasn't. It has not spiked. It continues to grow. And so we have to find new methods and better ways of protecting ourselves, our families, our businesses, and our homes. We just have to go with the flow. And it's the thing of the future. It's the thing of the present. And it may not die. But with Iberia Crime Stoppers, the whole idea is to get as many of those felons off the street and reduce the number of people that commit felons. But if people don't report out of fear, what they're helping is helping the criminal. Fred at the court said it, when business looks to locate in Iberia Parish and New Iberia, they're looking at crime statistics, they're looking at education. And those are the two main things that Louisiana has noted. Louisiana for crimes and incarceration is number one in the nation. 50th. Mm-hmm. We're 50th. In education, we're 46th. And I think they go hand in hand, you know, how parents raise their children and how they are taught to have a job and learn a trade. They don't have to go to college to do that. We have a wonderful community colleges that they can earn a very good living. It's the old joke about the plumber goes to the lawyer's house and he fixes the toilet and he says, "How much is that?" He says, $200. He says, "Darn, that's expensive." He says, "When I was a lawyer, I only charged $150. He said, "I was too. So now I'm charging $200, becoming a plumber." Mm-hmm. So the opportunities out there, and that's what people need to take. And we would not have to have an Iberia, a St. Landry, a Lafayette, Acadia Crime Stoppers at all. It'd be a thing of the past. And hope one day it will be a thing of the past.
We talked a little bit about Neighborhood Watch a while ago. There is a meeting tonight. Is that a meeting you regularly attend? Again tonight at the Sliman at 6.
It's something that I plan on doing in the future. Still trying to get situated with everything that's working right now, being that it's brand new to me. Mm-hmm. So I still have a lot of things to study on, to work on, and to work with Mike. But it's going to be happening sometime in the future.
Some of our board members don't miss any of those. We mm-hmm. have Wynn Murphy, who was on
a couple
of weeks ago. Wynn has been very diligent in supporting and making sure that he gets the information from Neighborhood Watches. Errol Babineau is another one with a Acadian Ambulance that has been very diligent in attending when we make presentations to the parish council and the city council or any other, the Chamber of Commerce, that our board members like to attend those and get the feedback from the people that are listening. And right now, in the future, we've got rallies in July that we'll be participating with Reverend Zach Mitchell, Councilman Sherry Guidry. We'll have something in August 11th, and all of this is in City Park, and it's youth-based. And that's where we have to start right now is with youth. We're going to be on all of the campuses, school campuses, all religious-based, Assembly of God, St. Peter's, St. Catholic High. I went to St. Peter's.
Okay.
So it's Catholic High.
That'll put a stamp on you.
Well, the last year it was St. Peter's, it was 1957, so there you go. And Dale Henderson, we're going to be meeting with all of his principals and secondary people to get Crime Stoppers on the campus and orient kids on what to do if they see something awry that's illegal on school campuses.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest places you can start, because there's so much intimidation, whether it's bullying or other reasons why kids clam up. But if we can teach them at a young age that it's okay to, you know, drop a dime on somebody if they warrant it, the earlier you can teach that, I guess, the better.
Well, if they're, you know, if especially if whoever is bringing some illegal to the campus that could harm other kids, it's very important they become a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a snitch, a hero.
So, again, great to see. I think Zach Mitchell was in the office earlier today talking about that, and I think we're going to be hearing more about that program in the days and weeks ahead. So nice to hear that. Before we let you guys go, you want to repeat the featured crime of the week?
Absolutely. Once more, this is going to be the Aaron Francisco murder from October 27th of last year. He was found laying in the grass behind 613 Field Street and later died from gunshot wounds.
So, again, I'll be listening for that. I'll be looking for it on Channel 15 as well as soon-to-be Channel 3, too.
Yes, sir. And if I may add just a quick PSA.
Please do.
Summertime has approached. Schools are letting out. Parents, find something for your kids to do so they're not bored at home or going out in the middle of the night committing these burglaries. And for the residents of New Iberia and Iberia Parish and everywhere around here, vehicle and residential burglaries rise during the summertime. So lock your doors, both your house and your vehicle, and do not leave anything in sight inside of your vehicle. The biggest thing that these criminals are looking for is the crime of opportunity. A lot of people, a lot of women, leave their purses on the front seat of their vehicles while they go inside to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very smart to do, because you're going to have a shattered window and a stolen purse.
Well, you don't want to sound sexist, because men...
It could be men.
Yeah. Men leaving their wallet, okay?
Men leaving their wallets.
You know, and I have this terrible tendency. If I'm driving with someone, I might leave my keys in the car, in the, you know, area, you know, between the seats, you know, that, you know, console kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And someone might mistake those keys for the car keys.
Right.
And, you know, so, again, keep any of that stuff out of you.
Absolutely.
Even if they're not the important keys to the car or something to that effect, it's just not, some you don't need to tempt anybody.
Right. And that goes for all electronics, cell phones, purses, wallets,
right.
GPSs even. The smallest things that someone can find value in, they're going to take it.
Very good. Mike, any final thoughts?
No, I think we've covered it. And I want to thank KANE again for letting us come on a weekly basis. I think it helps get the word out, and the quicker people understand that everything that is done on the tips line is anonymity. It's completely anonymous. We'll never know who is calling about what.
There you go. Find them online, IberiaCrimeStoppers.com, on Facebook. As you mentioned, the big following there on Facebook. It is Iberia Crime Stoppers on Facebook. All three of those words, Iberia Crime Stoppers. And again, that tips number 364, tips 364-8477. Gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.